Parents who've been dealing with the baby formula shortage are facing the prospect that it could last for months. One mother, Chloe Banks, told NPR this week how hard it is to find formula for her 11-month-old son, Teddy.
It's incredibly stressful. It's endless where you don't know where, you know, your next can of formula is going to come from.
The Biden administration is looking at a number of options, including using the Defense Production Act to increase supplies, and Congress is planning a hearing later this month. Mike Regan joins us now to talk about it. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, 43% of baby formula was sold out at stores across the country. The big question that desperate parents are asking right now is, what are manufacturers or the government doing to help them find formula for their babies?
Well, the White House has been in discussion with various manufacturers, and the companies have promised to continue to step up production in the coming weeks. And to some degree, that's already started. The White House officials have said that more infant formula was produced in the last 4 weeks than in the 4 weeks before the recall by Abbott Labs, which is really the main source of this problem, that big recall in February. And the FDA has also said in coming days it would announce new steps that should speed imports of formula from countries like Mexico and Chile, Ireland and the Netherlands. And they also are going to announce plans to sort of add some flexibility for domestic producers to produce more. So a lot's being done, but obviously still a pretty critical issue.
You mentioned the recall back in February. The Abbott Laboratory factory in Michigan shut down because of contamination. Why isn't that plant up and running again so many months later?
Well, the FDA is coming under a lot of criticism because, for one thing, they were alerted about the problem with the Minnesota plant way back in September. And they didn't get around to inspecting the plant till February. And that's when the recall was issued and the plant was shut down. Now, Abbott Labs has said they would be able to open the plant again in about 2 weeks after getting FDA approval to do so. So they're waiting on that. And the FDA, for its part, has said it's trying to speed up that process to get them approval. But obviously, there's a lot of regulations and paperwork that needs to be done for this type of thing. So it's really taking longer, I think, than most people would want.
Right. And so if President Biden invokes the Defense Production Act, which gives him power to tell companies what to produce, is it a viable option? I mean, can a company spin up another plant to make formula so quickly that, you know, it meets all these stringent FDA guidelines?
It's something that he's under some pressure to do. There are lawmakers in his own party really pounding the table about that issue. And it may or may not. I think, you know, the companies are doing as much as they can already. And given the how highly regulated this product is, it's really tough to just sort of turn on a new factory overnight or expand production too much and do it in the right way. So it's something he's likely going to consider and study, but it's hard to say whether or not it will provide an immediate solution.
Mm. Well, we're hearing from milk banks around the country getting a surge of calls from desperate parents looking for help. Thanks for this information. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Really appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you, Jane.